world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Coming up this week on Parents Are Hard to Raise. The top 10 reasons your aging parents might be smelling like an old shoe. Plus, this week's survival tip will have you bringing home the bacon.
Welcome to Parents Are Hard to Raise, helping families grow older together without losing their minds. I'm elder care expert Diane Berardi. I went to see a client this week because his daughter Denise had called me. She lives in Maine, and her dad Joe lives here in New Jersey, and he's all alone. And she wanted me to see if he was doing okay, because of course he tells her he is, you know, when she talks to him every night. But she just wants to make sure that he's okay, and she wanted to see if I could talk to him about getting some help in the home, because Joe is 88 and he's all alone. Now, in New Jersey this week, our temperatures were in the mid-90s, very hot and humid. And of course, you know, everyone's outside dressed in shorts and, you know, sleeveless tops. Of course, I'm in a sleeveless top, lightweight clothes. And so when I pull up to Joe's house, of course, it's the stereotypical picture of what we see all the time with the elderly. Joe, he's sitting outside waiting for me, and he's dressed in heavy sweatpants and a fleece sweatshirt, and he's got shoes and socks on. And I said, "Joe, what are you doing?" "What?" he said. You know, we see this a lot with the elderly, and we see a lot and hear a lot of heat-related deaths in the elderly. So, because they get into trouble and they don't even realize it. So I'm like, "Joe, we have to go inside." And of course, we go inside and it's stifling hot in there. There's no air conditioning on. There's no windows open. So he's like, "What's the matter?" So I'm like, "Joe, you know, it's dangerous. Sit down." I open the windows. You know, I put the air conditioning on. And I'm like, "Joe, let's put something, you know, lighter on. You have fleece on and heavy sweatpants." "No, I'm fine," he says. So I get him some water, and, you know, I finally it cools off a little in there. I shut the windows. I shut the shades, close the blinds, you know, just to keep that hot sun out. And this is what happens. You know, a lot of times we think of our parents, they don't want to turn on the air conditioning to save money, you know, and that is an issue. And growing, you know, they'll say, "Well, I grew up without air conditioning. We didn't even have fans. You know, I survived." But yes, you know, what they don't realize is they were younger then. What happens with the elderly, they react differently to the heat. So I want to make you aware of that and try to solve what we can do to make sure, you know, we don't, who knows how long Joe was sitting outside and how long Joe would sit outside, you know, and then there's problems that happen. So we need to, if you're not in the area, you do need, you know, friends, neighbors, you need a home care aide, people to check on Joe, people to help Joe. Or, you know, if you are in the area, then there are certain things you can do. So the elderly, you know, we don't realize that their body changes. Their hypothalamus, which is part of the brain that responds to environmental changes, doesn't regulate as it should. Their sensitivity to heat and cold decreases with age. And that decreased sensitivity to warmth is even stronger than to cold. So you have these brain signaling changes, and it's compounded by changes in their skin. The skin controls your body temperature. we don't realize all the things the skin does. It releases heat through sweat. Your surface blood vessels constrict and expand to insulate and cool you off. Skin creates vitamin D. It covers and pads our muscles and bones. It self-lubricates with oil glands. And changes in skin color, temperature, moisture can indicate there's illness. So skin is our body's first line of defense against injury. And what happens to aging skin, the skin and fatty tissue layer gets thinner. The skin becomes less elastic. Oil glands produce less oil, and your skin gets dry. Blood vessel walls get thinner and more delicate, so they break easily. Circulation of the blood slows down, so the skin's not getting as much oxygen. It's not getting as many nutrients from the blood, so the skin becomes fragile and it's poorly nourished. You'll notice sometimes, you know, the elderly, they have, it looks like they've been beaten up. They have all this, you know, dark, on their hands, especially dark skin, you know, it looks like, oh my gosh, what happened? It looks like a, you know, all this, these blood vessels exploded under the skin. And because of all these changes, they tend to feel cold. Their skin tears, not tears. They heal slower. Their skin becomes wrinkled and they can develop pressure sores. So, you know, when I talked about earlier, you know, in earlier shows about Medicare, when you get Medicare help, they always say that first hour has to be, we have to bathe, we have to do some kind of personal care. And that second hour, you can do laundry, light housekeeping. And when you think about it and what I'm going to be telling you, you realize, okay, so that is important. You know, we may not have to have that structure all the time, you know, as far as when you get private help in the home, but those two components of the help are very important because, number one, we want to keep the skin clean. So we do have to have people bathe. And we want them to bathe in a certain schedule. So we want to have them clean. We want to use liquid soap is better than the, you know, bars of soap because it's a little bit more moisturizing. And you want to make sure that their skin is dry. You want to pat it dry. You don't want to rub when they bathe, and you don't want to rub when you're drying them. And you want to make sure to use lotion. You got to get in those folds and dry them in those creases. You have to do that. And a lot of times, you know, if mom or dad bathes, they don't even realize that you know, they have to do that. And your skin can irritate in between those folds and get dry. We have to make sure they change position every 2 hours because you want to prevent sores. You want to improve circulation. You want to make sure they have a cushion on a chair that they sit in all the time. You want to encourage them to stand or walk a little or shift their weight every 15 minutes. You want to encourage walking and exercising. Their bedding, you know, you don't realize you want to make sure their sheets are free of wrinkles and that they drink liquids. Also, there are certain situations, you know, that mom and dad may have heart, lung, kidney disease or any illness that makes them feel weak. So they don't want to be in the heat, in the sun. Sometimes taking diuretics, sedatives, heart and blood pressure medication. Those medication makes it harder for the body to cool itself by sweating. So there's a lot of risks, especially this time of year in the heat. Or if you live in the South, you know, it could be many more months than we have in the Northeast. Certain medications like beta blockers, they decrease your heart rate, so it reduces circulation of the blood to the hands and feet. Calcium channel blockers used in hypertension, they relax the blood vessels, so that can increase heat loss. Higher cholesterol can reduce blood flow. Thyroid condition can affect body regulation, body temperature regulation, multiple medications, drinking alcohol, being overweight or underweight. So how do we decrease the risks in the heat for elderly? Well, we have to make sure they're drinking fluids. If we can make sure that they stay away from caffeine or alcohol. We want to keep their homes as cool as possible. Fans, air conditioning. You know, they'll tell you, I grew up without air conditioning. Yes, but you were younger. Your body reacts differently now to heat. Oven, try to not use the oven. I know my mom will cook. She cooks, it doesn't matter what time of year it is, she'll say to me, you know, this past week, oh, I made pot roast. Oh, I made a nice pot of chicken soup. And I'm thinking, oh my God, who wants to eat chicken soup in this 90 degree weather? But, you know, they're inside with the air conditioning and it's okay for them, but you want to make sure that they are inside with the air conditioning. If they don't have air conditioning, you know, or fans, and they open the windows, keep them cool, keep the shades down and the curtains drawn. It's the hottest part of the day. Open the windows at night. I tell people, okay, if you don't want to have the air conditioning on, you know, let's just open the windows at night, or let's put the air conditioning on at least 2 hours before, you know, you go to bed so that it's cool in the home. And you want to make sure they're dressing in light material, light fabrics, light colors. If they want to sit outside, we want to do it in the evening if it's cooler in the evening, not in the, you know, they want to go outdoor in the day like Joe, and he didn't even have a hat on, wasn't in cool clothes. You know, you see that a lot. So we want to protect them. If you don't live in the area, maybe they have friends who can check on them. You can have, you know, hire an agency for a home health aide to check on them. If you are in the area, then you just want to make sure that they're following these things. Now, I know we're talking about keeping skin intact. So a lot of questions, I get this all the time, how do I get mom and dad to bathe? You know, because a lot of times the elderly, they don't want to bathe. And there's, you know, reasons why they don't want to. And, you know, personal hygiene is, you know, an individual thing. The first thing I always ask is, well, what did they do their whole life? You know, years ago, mom and dad didn't take a shower every day. It just, you know, when we were kids, well, I'm showing my age, but you know, we went into the tub maybe once or twice a week. We didn't bathe every day. So if your mom or dad maybe took a shower twice a week, they're probably going to continue to do that. Sometimes they don't even want to do that and keep that routine because they'll say, well, I just sat here. I didn't do anything all day. I didn't sweat. I didn't do anything that I needed to bathe. So there's things we can do. I try to tell mom or dad that I try to kind of paint a picture of, you know, their skin. I say to them, you know, I know, but your skin, it's covered with germs. So we don't want you to get a skin infection. So what do? We have to wash. We have to use soap and water. And it's okay if you want to just do it twice a week. My grandfather used to say that I'm just sitting all day. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to bathe. I sat here all day and my clothes, I took them off and I hung them back up because what did I do? I didn't sweat. I used to have a nurse I was good friends with, and she was a home care nurse, and she used to go into a home and she used to say to the patient would say to her, I'm not getting out of bed. And so she would get in the bed with the patient. She would lay there with him. She said, okay, well, I'm not getting out of bed either. And the patient would say, you have to get out of this bed. You have to get out of my bed. And she'd say, no, I'm not getting out of this bed until you go in the shower. You smell like an old shoe. So she used to lay there, and then the patient would go, you know, the patient didn't want her in their bed, so the patient would finally give up and say, okay, I'll take a shower. So, you know, she would get in the shower with that patient, and she would make sure, you know, she would always say, you smell like an old shoe, we're getting in the shower. So we don't have to maybe do that, but you never know. So also I say to old people, well, how often did you clean your bathroom? You know, how often did you wash your clothes when you were younger, when you used to do that? How often did you clean your toilet? So they'll look at me and they'll think, oh, yeah, well, I guess I used to do that more than I'm doing that now. So it kind of makes them think, you know, they slow up. Why are mom and dad reluctant to take a bath? Well, Sometimes they're afraid of falling. If you don't have a shower stall and you have a tub, they're afraid to get in and out of the tub. So if you're going to redo your bathroom, that's one of the most important things. You don't want to keep that tub because they're not going to be able to get in and out of it. Of course, if you talk to my mom and dad, my dad will say, well, I can help mom get in the tub. Yes, but what happens when you can't do that any longer? Or what happens if you both slip and fall in that tub? Then what's going to happen? So that's one of the first things. You want to have a shower chair because if they have poor balance, you always want to have a shower chair. They can't stand for long periods of time. So that's a safe way to have a shower. You know, you're a child, your mom or dad may not want you bathing them. They're modest. They don't want a child doing it. Sometimes they will allow a stranger to do it because of course, they don't want you to do it and they're not safe doing it themselves. If they forget, if they starting to forget, I had talked, I think it was in show 17 and 16 about, you know, dementia patients, or if there's people are starting to forget, put it on their calendar. I know it seems crazy, you know, take a shower, but you want to remind them, eat breakfast, take a shower, put it on their calendar. Wash clothes, do laundry. Those are just reminders. You know, why also do they not want to bathe? Their sense of smell has diminished. So they don't notice that, you know, there's an odor. They don't notice that their clothes smell. They do a lot of times, you know, you open their closet, their clothes smell because they just hang them back up and they wear them the next day. They don't see as well, so they don't see maybe they spilled something on their clothes. You ever, you know, get into an elevator with an elderly person and you just smell that perfume, you know, they don't smell it. They just spray themselves with perfume. In episode 17 and 18, I did also talk about dementia patients. You know, they're fearful of the water pouring down on their face. So get, you know, a handheld shower that you want for your mom or dad. It doesn't matter if they have dementia or not. That is definitely something because they can bathe easier with it. The shower chair, they can bathe easier with it. For dementia patients, I had talked about make sure the bathroom is warm, you know, make soft music, explain step by step what you're doing. I always, you know, try to tell people, this is how you're going to stay healthy. You have to bathe. We have to keep your skin from not breaking down, from not having skin irritations. When you visit, maybe you can, if you're in the area and they need, you know, you can go maybe twice a week and they can take their shower while you're there. So that, and if they feel uncomfortable, if you can get them in the shower, you know, you can put a towel over them. And if once they're in the shower, they can bathe themselves, that's what you want to encourage them to do. If they need help, that's, you hire a home care agency. I talk about that all the time. Sometimes, you know, if your mom and dad just doesn't want to do it because they don't sense that they need it, have a friend call them and say, let's go out to dinner. Let's go to a movie. And have the friend say, all I have to do is take a shower and, you know, change my clothes and then we can go, because that may encourage them. Sometimes they just need encouragement to do it because they feel like, well, I'm just sitting here. What do I do? So that helps. Make sure also there's shower bars, you know, bars in the shower, bars in the bathroom. I don't recommend bath mats. I don't. But they have adhesive strips that you can put at the bottom of the shower. Make sure the room is warm and comfortable. You have put a lot of times what you want to do, warm up the towels, just throw them in the dryer so that they have warm towels when they come out. And hand them, you know, cover them in a towel. So those are some of the things that you can do to get mom and dad to bathe. Now, sometimes people ask me, what causes that old person smell? It's kind of hard to describe. It's kind of musty or medicinal. And we associate certain smells with aging, but there's really not one specific cause. It's a combination of things that cause that smell. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what might be some of those causes of that old people's smell. I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it.
Lipstick bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
So now, what are those combination of things that may cause the old people smell? Well, I'd say 99% of the homes that I walk into, number one, the homes are sealed up, like Joe's home. They don't open windows. There's no fresh air coming in. The heat's on. The windows are shut tight. The shades are drawn. The curtains, you have curtains over the shades, so it's stuffy. And it's a perfect place for mold and bacteria to grow, and that adds to the stuffiness. My mother will say, I don't want to get a draft, and, they feel cold because their body loses the ability to regulate temperature. Sometimes their older people are afraid to open their windows that somebody may come in, or they're afraid because they think they're going to forget to close the windows. And so what I say is, if you put that on the calendar, put a post-it note, put something, a bright color on the windows, a bright piece of construction paper to remind them so that their window is open. Sometimes they're afraid that people are looking in, looking in at them, and they know that they're all by themselves, maybe watching television. So I tell them, well, during the day, open the windows while you're there, and if you put those hints on the windows so that you would remember to close them. And then at night, okay, if you want to close the windows, but at least you had air circulating all day. Number two, it's harder for them to clean. So they can't bend. We don't want them climbing. They can't see as good as they used to. So the dust accumulates mold, mildew, and dander, and that causes a stale smell. Three, laundry is a big issue because we think nothing. We put laundry in all the time. Well, they can't do laundry like they used to, as often as they used to. It's hard, maybe hard for them to do laundry at all. There's one big thing I don't get. In the retirement communities, especially the ones I see in New Jersey that I visit, they put the washers and dryers in the garage, and you have to go down two steps, which people can't do, or you find a lot of elderly, they fall going to do the laundry. Or the laundry's in the basement, and people are still living in a home that maybe you grew up in, so they have to go down two flights of steps. I know my mom, there's actually four flights of stairs, the washer and dryer's in the basement. My mom can't go up and down those steps. She can maybe go up and down them once a day. So she doesn't do, and she can't carry the laundry. So my father has to do the laundry. And I'm always worried about my father falling. You know, he could fall down the steps. So those older homes, they have all these steps. So again, people, they hang up their clothes. They don't do the laundry. They hang up their clothes, put them in the closet. So if you open the closet, if you visit and you open the closet, you can pull out the clothes, do the laundry. They need help doing the laundry if you're not there. They need help in the home. That's one of the things I had talked about. If you have help in the home, they're going to do the laundry. They're going to help them bathe. They're going to do the laundry. A big issue, people don't realize, damp towels. It's a petri dish explosion. A moist towel, it's growing. I tell them, you have a living organism here. No, I'm hanging out the towel to dry. It's breeding ground for germs. It's warm. It's a warm temperature. It's water. There's oxygen. So if there's moisture, something's growing. So the towel, they hang up towels. They smell. There's an odor. That means something's growing. And a drying towel is coated with bacteria. So you're transferring the bacteria back on your skin that you just showered with. So you want to wash those towels after each use. You know, people say, no, I leave it there and I use it 3 times before I wash it. No, because that towel isn't completely dry and you're transferring the bacteria back on your skin. So no, don't do that. You see that? I see that a lot and I tell them, no, these have to go into the wash. And absolutely, absolutely don't share towels because you don't want to do that. I've seen people in assisted livings, you know, a neighbor, I'm sitting there with a client, neighbor will come in, oh, do you have a towel here? Yeah, I just used it. It's drying. And they give it to the person to use. No, you don't do that. Number 4, their sense of smell has declined. We've talked about that decrease. Their vision has decreased, so they don't notice the odor. And, you know, I don't walk into a home and immediately say, oh my gosh, it stinks in here. You don't want to insult a person. So, you know, they don't notice. They don't notice. Sometimes I walk into a home, you know, and I see the person has stains on their clothes. They don't see them. So, you know, things are growing in the home, or you have to realize of that diminished vision, that diminished sense of smell. Dental problems are a big issue because, you know, as we age, our mouth produces less saliva, dry mouth, you get dry mouth. Dry tissues in the mouth cause odor. Sometimes with elderly, they're snoring or they're mouth breathing, and that also causes dry mouth. You have medications that cause dry mouth. So saliva is our best defense against bad breath. They're not drinking as much as they should. They're not brushing their teeth as good as they used to. Make sure when you go visit, they're not cleaning their dentures like they should. Those dentures are whole germs. They're a big cause of odor. So they have to be cleaned every night. We talked about this in a previous show. They don't feel thirsty. They're dehydrated. Everything becomes more concentrated. So the odors come out through the pores. Dry skin sheds skin cells. That causes a musty odor. Odors from food, onions and garlic, become stronger. Their urine is concentrated. So a tiny leak will cause a strong odor. And what happens when they're dehydrated? They get cold. They close the windows. They overheat the house. Number 7 is bathing issues. We talked about those. And a lot of people, you know, they bathe and they take sponge baths on those odd days. And that's okay. You know, okay, we're bathing twice a week, but not if people are incontinent. You know, it doesn't do the trick. It doesn't help in between. So also, 8, you know, you walk into an old person's house and they have that medicinal smell, you know, sulfur drugs, they take sulfur drugs, those cause a strong smell. And when those pass through the pores, I always remember walking into my aunt's house and it always smelled of Vicks. She used Vicks for everything. And older people do. They use Vicks, Bengay. Number 9, they're cleaning without really cleaning. Sometimes they're using ammonia-based or antiseptic cleaners that mask the smell and are not really cleaning, or air fresheners to mask the smell. And number 10, my sister always says this, their home is surrounded by stuff. And all things, musty odors. They have books, they have papers, their linens, their clothes. They create dust and they create stuff that's musty, damp, and those create smells. So mom and dad need help in their home. My sister always says, oh my gosh, we got a lot to clean out, you know. You don't realize. They don't realize because they're sitting in the home, they don't smell as much, they don't see as well. So they have no idea of the odors that happen. And my survival tip for the week, I love bacon. Eat bacon. Bacon is rich in amino acids. And amino acids are associated with reducing depression and anxiety. So the amino acids convert to chemicals in the brain that change the signals of depression. So I want everyone to go home and eat some bacon and eggs. Well, as usual, that's all the time I have. I talk too much. I just want to thank another one of our sponsors, Lipstick Bodyguard, for also making this show possible. You can check out Lipstick Bodyguard at lipstickbodyguard.com. Women, crime against women is rising, so this is a great product. I use it. If this week's show was helpful to you, or you know someone who would be helped by it, please tell them about it. They can subscribe to the show using iTunes. You can find links to the topics we just talked about in the show notes for today's episode, episode 18, at parentsareharttoraise.org. I'm here to help you, so please tell me if there's something you're struggling with, and I'll try my best to include it in future shows. You can reach me through my website, dianeberardi.com, Diane with one N, B-E-R-A-R-D-I. You can follow me on Facebook at Parents Are Hard to Raise, and I tweet at Jersey Elder Care. Parents Are Hard to Raise is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music, Incorporated. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next week.